then put them on the line. You know what I'm saying?
Keep your underpants off the line and your ears in the zone. Coming to you from the Fury Electric Studio on the Buzz Radio Network. It's beer time, this old town's dry. Headed to the county line for something cold. I need a 12-pack in a brown paper sack. I sit down in the back, find a deep mud hole. Big Joe Klein in the Zone is brought to you by Corky's Barbecue. Corky's full-service catering starts at just $6.25 per person. Your guests will love the food, and you'll love the price and service. Just give us a call. We'll customize a menu for you and your guests. In Little Rock, call 501-954-RIBS. And in North Little Rock, call 501-753-3737. And remember, if it ain't Corky's, it's sh**. Now, here's Big Joe Klein.
I know it's coming, and it still cracks me up every time. Hey, Big Joe Klein is on the phone, and don't get it twisted there, Big Joe, because you normally have to come in studio to get your fancy open, but I'm going to make an exception today, because we've been talking about death and destruction all week. I needed to pick me up.
Death and destruction, huh?
Oh,
Shark
buddy.
Week?
Now you got people running into each other with cars and the funniest guy in the world committing suicide. It's been a tough week, big guy.
I know.
Did you ever meet Robin Williams in all your trials and travails as a professional athlete?
I did. I was at my rookie year. I was at the we were playing in L.A., and we went to the, back then it was called, I don't know if it's still there, called the Improv. And it was a big big-time comedy store, comedy place,
yeah.
And, you know, I was sitting at the bar, and, you know, I looked over to my right, and it was Robin Williams.
I can only imagine what he said to you.
You know, he, I don't know. It was all, we were all kind of, in, it was a little foggy.
I'm sure it was for him as well. Oh, my God, man, you're huge. I can only imagine the stuff he would say. But, anyway... Well, there was a story. I mean, one other thing you guys have in common, in addition to the fact that you met each other, is that you both were in showbiz, apparently.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we have a show prep service, Joe, that we get stories on every day. And the headline of this one says, former NBA player Joe Klein received check for 38 cents for his role in Eddie. And I saw that they pulled this off your Twitter account yesterday, and you actually took a picture of the check. So I don't even know.
Whoopi Goldberg vehicle?
I don't even know what Eddie is.
It was a Whoopi Goldberg movie where she plays a female manager of a basketball team.
She's
a
coach.
Can you give me a review on that real quick?
Can I get a Maddie 2 minute on it?
0 out of 5 stars. But you were fantastic in it, Joe.
You guys don't know what Eddie is?
I never saw it.
I
saw it in the theater.
It's Joe Klein's only credit on IMDb. Eddie came out in, what was it, the mid-90s,
yeah.
Mid-90s.
Hey, his list is longer than mine.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's about Joe many
one.
Of things.
Matt, that's say. Not the only thing that's longer. His hair. Joe.
That's you guys.
Okay, Joe, come on.
His feet.
Okay, so how did this come about? What was the deal?
Oh, I mean, it was summertime, and we were, I think our SID, it's not our SID, Julie Fye, public relations, media relations gal or something, you know, somebody came to us and was like, hey, you guys want to be in a movie? They're going to pay you so and such money and fly you out there for a day. It was in Charlotte. We had to go to Charlotte.
From Phoenix?
I'm sorry, you were on the Suns at the time?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, there's like 3 or 4 of us, and we were like, yeah, sure. You know, so we hopped the plane and went out there and, you know, got a little check, had to join the Screen Actors Guild, and that's not no joke. We had to join the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, it's union, baby. Union or nothing.
And you know, kind of stood around, and then, you know, had my 30 seconds of infamy, and, you know, they said, okay, you can leave.
Okay, I'm going to tell, I don't normally ask people this, but how much did they pay you?
I think it was about $5,000.
Okay, that's what I would have guessed. That's about right.
Yeah.
Who else was in this movie besides you that was a basketball player?
Danny Manning was there. Oh, there were a bunch of kids. Cedric Sabalos, I think, was in it. Rick Fox, was, you know, he was kind of had a bigger role. Danny Shays was there. There were a bunch of guys were there.
Did you meet Whoopi?
Yeah, yeah. I think she was in, I mean, it's I haven't seen the movie in years.
Do you think she could really coach an NBA team?
I thought she was fantastic.
She's got a job with the Spurs, I heard.
In fact, I'm sitting here right now waiting for a shout out. She's on The View right now. I watch The View every day.
It would be funny if she mentioned it, because it wouldn't be the weirdest thing.
What was your speaking part? Let me hear it.
Hey.
Bravo!
Throw Big Joe the ball.
Did you
play yourself, or did you have a character's name?
I played myself.
Okay.
Man, I think.
I played a 7-foot white guy who was really talented with the ball. Great passer. Dennis Farina was in this movie.
I don't think I had a speaking part.
Okay.
I think I was one of the guy. I was one of the background people.
Did you make a basket in the movie? Or block a shot or anything?
No, okay.
It wasn't a shower scene, was it?
They wanted to keep it realistic.
Took a charge? He took a charge.
What did you wear? I wore my son's uniform. Your son's uniform?
Okay.
Yeah. I had my own dressing room. Because I could go in there, I could pick between one of the 25 teams I played on, which uniform I wanted to wear.
That's funny.
I am looking at the cast here, and it upsets me. Dwayne Shinsis.
He had a name.
Ivan Radovojevic.
I mean, he looks like a Radovojevic.
He had a big role in it.
Yeah, what's up with that?
He
didn't speak English.
Yeah. I got to talk to my agent.
I like all the people that Joe's listed higher than on IMDb. He's listed higher than Larry Johnson from the Charlotte Hornets.
Grandma.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
Wayman Tisdale did not get listed higher than Joe Klein.
The late great Wayman Tisdale.
Although
Elliot Perry, now, Danny Shays, you're higher than all them. IMDb. It's the Internet Movie Database.
Come on, Joe.
All the actors are on there, Joe.
Get with the times, Joe. It's 2014.
I knew that.
Talk with Elliot Perry?
A little bit.
He played little lefty guard. He played for the Suns, but he owns the Grizzlies now. Well, a small owner of the Grizzlies.
When he was on our team, he was great. Yeah. Every time he'd get the ball in a fast break at the Suns Arena, they'd do the Roadrunner.
That's funny.
He'd be flying around.
Yeah. Okay, I want to ask about my favorite guy that was in this movie. The late, great, another one. There's two actors that are dead, Joe. I'm just saying. Take care of yourself. Dennis Farina was in this movie. Died last year.
Right.
Played a gangster in a lot of movies. Was he on set when you were there?
Yeah, he was there. I mean,
they call it the Joe Klein curse.
People were everywhere. But I mean, I think, you know, we were playing against, we were, if I remember right, we, the scene kind of or something, you know, we're playing against Whoopi's team.
The Knicks.
Yeah, and there was some footage of us playing against them, and then there was like in the huddle or something. We were in the huddle, and we didn't have Whoopi as a coach. We had some other guy. I don't have any idea who it was, but we were playing them, and that was kind of the gist of the scene.
So where's the 38-cent check coming to play here?
Is this the first royalty check you ever got?
No. I've got hundreds of these.
Hundreds of 38-cent checks?
Oh, I mean, that'd be $1.16.
Come on.
No, I'm not kidding.
Say where it aired? Like, does it have any details as to why?
The check comes, and I open it, and I chuckle. And then, you know, yesterday when I saw 38 cents, I was like, this is ridiculous.
I'm going to buy the digital download just to add another penny on there.
So do they...
fraction.
Joe, do you have to update them on your address?
What I need everybody in Little Rock to do is go rent Eddie today.
You know what's funny, though, Joe?
So I can get $1.25 next quarter.
The people at our prep service don't keep up with your whereabouts, I guess, because they had the...
They had the wrong address. They were there the whole time.
People on our prep service blacked it out, even though it's your old Scottsdale address. But, I mean, they blacked it out just in case, because they didn't want anybody stalking you because you're such a hot commodity, and everybody's been trying to figure out where you lived ever since Eddie came out.
So is it... Do you get one every year? Or it's just random? Do you get one every
year? I get like 3 or 4 a year.
Three or four a year.
Okay, with the 4 a year combined, can you buy one of those
I could get a chicken mushroom melted cork.
Okay, that I was just going to say.
No fries and no water, and probably would have to leave a pretty
and do
bad
you
tip.
Do you know
half mushrooms? You got to go half mushrooms and like some Fontina cheese. I can't actually have the Swiss. There's got to be some.
Do you know what determines or what triggers the check being cut? At what point? Is it just quarterly? Is it
like... I really don't know. I mean, they come kind of randomly. But, I mean, I don't really... I've never really tracked it. It might be quarterly. But it's...
I mean, there's
a few of them a year. I mean, it's...
Because you can see him at home. You can see him, like, over at Klein's house. And it's like, Dana's like... let's see, Joe. Here's your pension check. That'll be mine. Here's your UALR check. That's mine. Hey, Joe, here's a check for Eddie. You can have this one.
Knock yourself out, big boy.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get yourself a couple gumballs. Have a good time.
Go get Justin and take him out.
38 cents. I love it. As my wife would say, you go to the strip club and make it hail with 38 cents, baby. That's a good move right there. Well, good. Well, that's pretty funny stuff. And with the fact that it was on my prep this morning blew me away. I was like, Joe Klein made the news.
I would like to have seen you. I was just sitting there yesterday, and I was like, this is ridiculous. I've got to show the people of the world the ridiculousness of this.
I mean, that doesn't even cover the postage and the paper it's written on.
It costs more to send a check.
It is Disney, though. They're good. They probably get a rate.
Yeah, they probably do.
All right, we need to have an Eddie watch party. Like, you know, they do the deal at the amphitheater. Mm-hmm. We need to have an Eddie show, and Joe can go up and do, like, director's notes and stuff and go up there and go, yeah, when we filmed this scene, I was nowhere to be found. I was actually back in Phoenix.
Play his part on a loop.
If I remember, you got to look. You better be paying attention to see me.
That's the first time that's ever been said about you, because normally I can't miss you.
Yeah.
We did have a call earlier in the week about him at Verizon Arena. At the James Taylor show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Joe, you took... I got to ask, was that your call, or were you sucking up to Dana?
No.
You like JT?
Yeah, I like JT.
You've seen Fire and Rain?
Yep. Seen Sunny Days that I thought would never end.
Mm-hmm. Today's one of them.
Yep.
Well, I just thought it was a crazy story, so I wanted to get you on.
It fits in perfect with your show.
It really does. It's completely random and not that important.
The next time I get a check, I'll post it. We'll see if we can... We'll see if we can't get this thing up a little bit. Help the family out.
I would love to know. Do you think you could find out how that works? Just out of my curiosity.
Could I? Yes.
No.
No. Okay. That's cool. Joe, will you call Whoopi and see if she'll come in for our screening of Eddie at the amphitheater?
Absolutely. I'm watching her right now in the view. I'm waiting for a shout out.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Hey, hang on one second. Tide fan Steve wants to talk to you. Steve, go ahead. You're on with Joe Klein.
Hey, Joe, first off, great job with Corky's. I do a lot of catering through your location, man. I appreciate what you do. You got a great product, great stuff out there. I got to tell you
thank you very much.
I heard about this 38-cent check yesterday on OT, and we were at poker last night, and oh, my gosh, we saw part of this darn thing. It is such a bad movie. It is such a bad movie. But it is hilarious. But I will tell you this: if for some reason we can get a whole big showing, I will be there because I've already seen part of it, and I think I lost some brain cells. But it was funny as hell. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Steve. What do you say? It's not good.
How many Academy Awards was it nominated for?
I think it got like. I got nominated. I can't remember what category. I think it was nominated.
Did it win a Raspberry, Matt? Do you know?
I don't know if they had those back then, but I do remember it had a banging soundtrack.
Raspberry, is that what they're called?
No. What am I saying?
Does it have a soundtrack?
Razzie.
Tomato. No.
A Razzie.
A Razzie. Razzie yeah. Yeah, Razzies. Yeah. Okay. Adam Sandler wins it every year.
Hey, you need to get on there and see if y'all can... Does it have a soundtrack? Eddie the movie.
I don't know.
I remember it having me up dancing in the aisles.
Oh, I guarantee it's got some banging tunes. Speaking of music and movies,
did it make it to the cinema?
Yeah, I saw it at
direct to DVD. Yeah. Speaking of movies VHS. And music, did you see? Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy yet, Joe? Because that music is right up your alley.
I haven't. I'm going probably with Will this weekend.
I saw the theater, and I can't say this about many movies. I would pay to go see it again. It was that good, and the music's
really?
Fantastic.
Well,
yeah,
the Eddie
fantastic.
Soundtrack, first track from Coolio. Fourth,
see that.
Oh, it's called All the Way Live now.
Oh, he's All the Way Live.
Wow, their House of Pain had a track on it. Jodeci, a little group called Drew Hill.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of other people who never made
give
it
me
any
some
farther.
More. Come on.
That's the biggest ones on there.
Okay.
I'd say House of Pain, Coolio, and Jodeci for 1996, a pretty banging soundtrack.
Does House of Pain play Jump Around, or is there another song there?
No, it's called Punch Drunk.
Oh, that's a... I don't know that one.
Nobody does.
That was my... When I came in the show, that was my entrance.
Joe, all right, I'm going to call your agent and see if we can get you another gig, because I don't want that to be your only item on IMDb.
Well, let's ask him first. Do you still have an agent?
Are you still in the union?
I got to call my agent, yeah, I guess, because I get a check, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
this wouldn't even cover your dues, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, it didn't.
Well, no, I mean, I think we had to pay like 100, I don't know, it wasn't much to join the union.
Okay.
I mean, it was kind of, we had a little, when we got there, we had this little bit of paperwork we had to do, and, you know, it was like, what's this for? He said, well, you got to join the Screen Actors Guild, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, great.
Ah, you were in two unions at once, that's cool.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yep. Well, Joe, thanks for the insight on that. And next time you get a check, let's go ahead and get a couple gumballs.
We'll post it.
Okay, sounds good.
It's a great check. All right, guys.
All right, see you, buddy. Thanks. Right. That's funny. These guys still here, Bobby Joe? No? Larry?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Larry's still there. What's up, man?
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Fantastic. Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I was just traveling in Little Rock. I'm normally not up this way, so I wanted to call in.
Welcome to the area.
Well, thank you. I'm headed back now, so head back down to L.A.
God's country. Love Lower Arkansas.
Absolutely. I know that you're tired of talking about the Tony Stewart thing, so I won't really get on that. I just want to say, if you're not first, you're last, in reference to Ricky Bobby,
Thank you, Ricky.
And
I'm going to paint your back porch red.
I want to jump on you like a spider monkey.
There you go. He's ready. I like it, Larry. All right, be safe.
And one other thing on Joe Klein?
Yep.
I just hope that didn't put him into another tax bracket with that 38 cents.
I know, no kidding. How about it, right? Exactly.
All right, guys. He's... Well, hey, one other thing while I still got you in radio station range here. If y'all would just kind of touch on the upcoming schedule for the football gurus up there in Fayetteville, I'd kind of like your information on that. I think they're going to get 7 wins this year, but maybe I'm looking a little half full.
No, you're drunk.
You've been smoking some of that South Arkansas skunk weed, son?
No, not just a whole lot of that.
Yeah, well, no, I think there's certainly an argument to be made for that. We're actually going to have Rick Schaefer on 11:30. He's got a book out we're going to talk to him about, and, you know, he's very optimistic. So if he says 9, for sure I'd say 7's a good bet.
What?
I don't know, I'm just kidding.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't. No, we'll see what he says. Nobody Larry, I appreciate 9. The call. Be safe.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good
I might.
As a matter of fact, I've been thinking about, we're going to get smoked August 30th.
Bet.